To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I've shown my face. Best part of the movie.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday. Noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into some college football conversation in about 20 minutes from right now. Like we said, we've got a handful of different audio clips to get to from Kirby Smart, Pete Bavacqua, and others as it pertains to the college football playoff. Back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle in just a minute.
You know, Andy, certain things I'm really staunch. I'm like, no matter what, I'm not changing my mind about it. But I'm about to change my mind about this one, man, because you know how I am about rodents. Mm. And I think they're rodents. I think you should string them up and show them, make examples so their friends can see them hanging from a tree.
All right.
But I found a newfound respect for raccoons, dog.
Okay.
All right. So it was on the news this morning that a raccoon got drunk. He broke into an ABC store in Ashland. And the reason I know about Ashland is because when my mom was stationed in Virginia, Ashland was close to the town we lived. So we used to go to skate ring and all that in Ashland, Virginia.
So it's in Virginia.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's in Virginia. And so the raccoon broke in to the liquor store, then got drunk in a liquor store, and was passed out face down in the bathroom. I respect the hell out of that,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
And so the fact that how I feel about raccoons in general, I think they're weird. I think people who have them this pets are weird. Sorry, not going to apologize for that. But I'm bringing my take back on should they be hanging from trees after you beat the hell out of them? No.
So you don't, okay. So you think that they should be just allowed to live?
Yes.
Okay.
Because anything.
Not domestic pets.
No.
But not murdered publicly.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's good.
I mean, this dude.
You're coming around.
This dude done sat and got 430.
What did they say what he drank?
No, they didn't say what he drank. It's just a whole bunch of empty liquor bottles that are broken.
Wow.
And him passed out on the bathroom floor.
Good. Hey, man.
I respect the hell out of
good
that.
Good for you.
Harry the raccoon.
Good for you, Harry.
Yeah, man. that is the greatest thing ever. It's just one of those situation where you just never know when somebody's going through something.
Yeah,
exactly. He might have lost his lady.
He might have.
You know what I mean?
The kids. Some handsome possum moved into the neighborhood and stole her.
Or a hawk came and grabbed her.
Well, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, or a hawk came and
grabbed her. I think that's what happened to our baby possums. The baby raccoons that were in our tree.
Really?
I think so. They were up there.
I just have a question about
them
birds.
And
they were gone. And I was going to ask.
There was a lot of hawks around.
But Bo was gone last week.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about what you said because I don't know if it was AI or whatever. But it was a hawk that came down and snatched my dog up in their backyard.
Okay.
And so I'm like, does that really happen? And what is the hawk going to do with it? Like, the hawk, like, they gut that big? Like, they can swallow a whole cocker spaniel?
Well, hawks and eagles, they don't swallow prey whole. They have these beaks, and they go at their intestines and livers and stuff. And
they just eat the good part.
Okay.
They don't swallow. They chew it up.
They're not eating the fur or the bones or anything
like
that.
I'm just checking, but
they're
yeah.
just getting in
but
there
I'm like,
for the
these
organs.
Birds, these hawks and stuff, they be flying out picking up people's cocker spaniels?
They do that. And if you're not careful, if you're around a place where there are eagles and bigger birds of prey, dude, they will snatch a baby if you let them.
Whoa.
They can take them, yeah.
Baby human?
Yeah.
What the hell is a baby human doing in the grass by itself anyway?
I don't know, man, but you got your kid crawling around in the backyard.
And I ain't there?
Well, sure, you may be there, but how are you going to know when a hawk is looking at you from a mile away?
It's different when it's my baby. Now, you might snatch Nico big ass, but I doubt that.
I'm not saying they're going to make it off with the baby.
There's 0% they're going to get
They have tried it. I'm not saying that babies ever been rescued from a hawk nest.
Here's my unpopular
A baby got rescued from a hawk's nest? What the hell?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, have not. Oh, okay.
There have been attempts.
Oh, okay.
If your dog's small enough for a bird to kill it, you need a bigger dog.
I got to go with you on that one, dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to go with you.
Like, because we've got a lot of hawks in our neighborhood and stuff like that. And when they got the raccoons, Ashley was like, you think we got to worry about Boone? I was like, no. We don't have a little dog.
Right.
Boone's a medium-sized dog with a big dog's heart.
Right.
Just like his owner. He's not like some bird. You kidding me? He's a bird dog.
Yeah.
If he got killed by a bird, we should all be ashamed of ourselves.
I'm talking about everybody.
Everybody. We all got to call it quits after that one.
Yeah man. I got a newfound respect for the raccoon, man.
Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. That's good. Drunk, passed out in the bathroom.
Good.
That's just unbelievable.
If you're going to be, you know, you're going to be a nighttime creature, you might as well break in there and sample the product.
He sampled him a little bit, a lot more.
Yeah, see what you got.
Took him down.
That's why I always have respect for those fruit flies, those gnats that die in your glass of whatever you're drinking.
Right.
Beer, wine, liquor, whatever it is. Yeah. So at least they went out happy.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I do my best.
It's always gross if you accidentally drink one.
Yes, exactly.
But,
yeah, try
you know
my best
what?
Not to scarf one of them things.
Try not to. Try not to. But sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah, dog. He's in midstream. He's going down.
All right.
He's going down.
Died happy. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so the Chargers beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football last night. If you didn't watch this game, it was pretty sloppy, pretty wild. Eagles still had an opportunity, obviously,
crazy,
to win it in overtime. Reminded me a little bit of that Seahawks-Rams game from a couple weeks ago where Darnold threw four interceptions and the Seahawks still had a
just
chance.
Like it.
Jalen Hurts threw four interceptions, and to top it, even on one play, he had two turnovers.
Yes.
So let's listen to that.
It's empty for Hurts. Watch quarterback draw. And here comes a blitz from Deion. Can't get there. Intercepted. Big man. Oh, and the ball is out. And the ball is out again. And the Chargers fall on it. My goodness, that's an interception, a fumble recovery by the offense, and a fumble recovery by the defense. Let's get it all sorted out. When it's all uncovered, it's Troy Dye that's got the ball.
Yeah, catch it. Okay, don't make it. Don't make a bad mistake a catastrophe. And when when that ball came back to him, get down.
Yeah.
Get down.
Just get down.
Just get
fall
down.
Fall on it.
Fall on it. Get down and then and live, you know, get a new
live to play another day.
You get a fresh set of
down.
But yeah, no, he was completely awful yesterday.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball 40 times, that's not a formula they want to do. But, you know, they weren't all on him. AJ, you got to catch the ball. You got to catch the ball. But the Eagles, their offensive line is so bad, and because they're injured, that they just can't, you know. And then they're making mistakes. Your best offensive lineman holds Khalil Mack on the first touchdown to AJ Brown, and so I mean they're just, you know, it's one of those teams where they need to hurry to get to the playoffs. Like hurry up! Now, I'm not saying they're going to do anything when they get there, but I think by the end, you know, Lane Johnson and some of those guys will be back.
That final one was just a great play.
Yeah.
Like the DB tips it to the safety and he makes the
tight end.
One-handed catch.
Throw it to your tight end right
there. Yeah, he's trying to force it in there.
Throw it to your tight end. Right there. There's right there. Let him get tackled by 1 yard.
Right.
But that was a great play by him, by sinking.
Yeah.
Great play.
Only way that game was going to end too, by the way, was for that to be the way that it goes. But, yeah, that's how it ended on Monday Night Football. Justin Herbert did play. Didn't know whether or not he was going to play because he had hand surgery like last week. He was not great, but he was okay.
He was okay. He ran the ball.
Ran the ball well, ran for 66 yards, threw a touchdown as well, and they're 9-4.
Yep. And watch out, Hampton's back, the kid out of North Carolina, broke his foot earlier in the year, or ankle, whatever. And now he's finally back healthy, so yeah, watch out for them guys.
The Falcons released safety Jordan Fuller, added wide receiver Malik Heath off waivers, so that's a couple personnel changes that the Falcons have made. Yep. Here's Kevin Stefanski talking about Shedeur Sanders' development.
I don't know if surprise is the word. I think, we've been around going back to April, so I've seen constant improvement in a bunch of areas. But I also saw in that game some areas of improvement in some areas that we asked him to improve upon. And I think that's, the fun part of coaching is developing players giving them tools to improve in certain areas, if you will. And I think the fun part is when you have players like Shedeur, like our rookies, whomever it may be, that are very intentional about their own development as well.
He's so damn tired of being in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's so tired of being in damn Cleveland.
I think they're going to help him out with
that. I think so, too. I think he'll be a guy that'll get a job. I mean, this dude, I think Kevin's a fan coach. I just think he's just overdone. I'm not saying he's overwhelmed with this.
He's just tired of it.
I think he's just overdone. Yeah. He's just tired.
Just to come into this year and that be what's on your plate. Because, like, obviously, so much of the conversation is about Shedeur, and understandably, the whole offensive skill position is rookies.
Yes.
Like, they got rookies everywhere on that offense. And they're look, man, I know they're not playing great, but they played all right. And I know it was the Titans. They put up 29 points. Yep. They get two there. Who knows in overtime? They got a tough slate coming up.
Yeah, man.
At the Bears. Then they got the Bills, Steelers, and Bengals to finish the season out.
Yep.
Shadur's going to be the starter for the remainder of the year, so that's great. Yes. He knows that, and they can sort of develop him as the season ends and go into next year with him as a starter, I would assume.
Yes.
But, I mean, yeah, he's developed. He's playing.
He's playing.
And practicing. Yes. It makes
sense. I think you think about it now, how bad he looks because of how Dylan Gabriel looked compared to how he looks. Yes. It's just, you know what? It's all a mess.
Right.
And it's all a mess over some freaking fifth-round quarterbacks. Third and fifth round quarterbacks. Yes.
That's right.
That's what it is. A mess.
Yeah.
Ugh, whatever.
And it all started, with the Deshaun Watson stuff. And they haven't been able to work their way out of that, obviously. They bring in Flacco. And there was another veteran that was there in preseason, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Browns. I know there's a lot of other conversations that we don't tend to get into as it relates to all that stuff. Just if the easiest answer is that the Browns are inept, that's probably what the answer is.
Correct.
I know everybody wants to make everything a grand conspiracy.
Yes.
Nah, man, the Browns have been inept for 30 years.
It ain't that new.
It's not new.
It ain't that new, man.
This is what that is.
It ain't that new.
What did you think when you saw that your former teammate, Phillip Rivers, is going to Indianapolis for a workout?
Where he worked out yesterday.
Okay.
He worked out yesterday for him. Not surprised. And why? Because him and Shane are really close. Him and Shane Steichen are really, really close. It's unfortunate because Shane and them seemed like they were going to save their job. And now it's going all the way downhill because of that. Do I think Phillip will play? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, I know they say he's been in shape. He can throw. That's what they said in the report. He threw it around really well. But, I mean, he's been coaching his son, Gunner, I think his name's Gunner. And he's going to be one of the top.
Gunner Rivers. Yeah,
he's
going to
be a top. He's going to be a top prospect quarterback and everything. Also, so I think he's doing that. So I don't know. I mean, if he wants to come back, like Phillip could run at 24. Phillip is 44.
Right. He's not right. All the mobility is not going to be an issue.
You know what I mean? So I mean,
he played a game with a torn ACL or something, right?
Yes, he did. He played a game with a torn ACL coming off. Well, he reconstructed it.
Oh, right.
Okay. He had the surgery,
but he's not moving.
He's not moving.
Doesn't matter.
I hope Phillip don't play.
Well, the funny thing about it is, like, look, if he plays, it's a crazy story.
Yeah.
But it resets his Hall of Fame candidacy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If he's on the active roster, even if he doesn't play, but if he's on the active roster even as a backup, it resets his Hall of Fame candidacy for 5 years.
Yeah, you're talking about his oldest baby girl. She's the same age as the backup quarterbacks on the team. I forgot he had a grandbaby.
That's incredible.
Yeah, Phillip got a grandbaby.
Whoa!
Like,
has a grandparent ever played?
Yes, it was a trivia question today. Last one to do was Brett Favre.
Oh, he was a grandpa when he was playing.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I guess look, if you're a quarterback, you play till 40. You had a baby when you were 20, and they had a baby when they were 20. It's not crazy.
Yeah, man. But I hope Phillip don't play. I don't see my boy go out there like that, because the thing about it is, it's one thing to be practicing all that, and your mind's always going to be sharp. But can your body catch up with your mind?
What if he plays good, though?
That'd be crazy.
It'd be pretty cool.
Like, Shane, like, they went from maybe contract extensions at the end of the year to maybe getting fired.
I know.
Yeah, man.
And they were so all in on Daniel Jones.
They were all in on everything. They gave up two firsts for Daniel Gardner.
They made all those trades. Yeah, so they can't replace the quarterback position. That's crazy. They thought they were out of it.
Yep.
Daniel Jones gets hurt. They're right back in the old quarterback business.
Yeah, man.
You think they called Matt Ryan?
Probably. But I know, like I said, I know
he's happy on TV.
Him and Phillip are really close.
Okay. College football corner coming up next. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they need to figure out some. We need more doc. We need more movie. We need more music docs.
I agree. And you like it's funny to say that because we have so many documentaries right now. We've never been more documentaries.
The story behind UGK.
Not everybody needs a documentary or a podcast. No. Like I think we do better to limit who's getting them.
The biggest thing with this whole podcast thing, especially these sports podcasts, and maybe I'll just me just look at it from like the basketball podcasts are football podcasts are more of like talking more about the game itself a little bit more. Basketball, these we just talk about each other.
Yes.
Yeah, just talk about each other and tell old stories that probably ain't never was that who they're telling a story about probably never thought it would come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they think in basketball there's like a statute of limitations on embarrassing stories or something.
It's like, damn.
And that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like the majority of these, like the Gilbert Arenas one, which again, I'll admit, I enjoy watching the clips. The clips tend to be pretty funny. The Jeff Teague one, like there's a lot of these different ones where, they just kind of tell old stories and it's like, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You slept with his wife, huh?
Yeah.
Dang, shouldn't have done that.
You know what I mean?
That, now he's mad again.
But I'm just telling you this.
Because I bet he's got Twitter.
But the one guy who needs that's back that I enjoy, because he's just funny as hell to me, and he don't got to say that, is Vernon Maxwell.
Yes.
Vernon Maxwell is funny as hell.
Because all he does is tell stories about fighting his teammates.
Yeah, dude. That dude there is funny as hell, man. But I was just like, damn, all y'all just do is just talk back and forth and get mad at each other and call each other different names. And I was better than you at this point. And I'm like...
Yeah, no, it is true.
We all had like, a day.
The football podcasts tend to be a lot more stories and then analyzing current football. The NBA podcast, I mean, some of them are talking about current basketball, but not the most popular ones.
Yeah.
The most popular NBA podcasts talk a little bit, but then it's all just like old stories and stuff. But maybe the code of the locker room is different in the NBA and the NFL.
It could be. But, I mean, I was like, damn, y'all mad at each other again? What'd I miss?
I know.
Oh, you say this about me. Put my career against your career. Now, both of y'all been out of the league forever, and neither one of y'all. And that's the one right there. None of them are superstar players. They're good players. Don't get me wrong. Nobody scrubs.
Sure.
But none of y'all were the elite of elite at your...
Who are we talking about right now, Who's mad at each other now?
Swaggy P and Jack are mad. They're going back
Steven Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And you're like, okay. Because I like Jack. I ain't a big Swaggy P guy.
Yeah, look.
But I mean, Jack. I blank with Jack.
Yeah, neither one of them were superstars. But if you were talking about I want a guy on my team and we're trying to win, you want Steven Jackson.
Yeah, but I blank.
Steven Jackson's an NBA champion.
I blank with Jack.
Yeah.
But they're like, y'all just fuss it. Like, don't you know what? Fine. Is there any baseball player podcast that baseball players do?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Okay.
I listen to it's hard to pick one because I listen to so many of them.
Like, I don't be in a situation where I got to listen to a lot of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because the only time I would listen to podcasts is in the car.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm not going to be at the house listening to that podcast.
I didn't used to be a big podcast listener. I don't know. I find myself driving in listening to more podcasts.
I listen to New Heisel.
I don't know what changed.
I listen to New Heisel in them in the morning coming in, because I like Coach New Heisel. I hope he gets that damn job.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
If Rick New Heisel gets hired by Washington State to be their head coach, that would be very fun.
Yes.
I can't tell, like a lot of my Washington State fans are talking about it on Twitter, but I can't tell if they're sarcastic about it.
Right.
Because it doesn't seem like they're excited.
Right.
Which I would understand.
But my
also.
Thing is, that goes back to, I think we mentioned this like last week, Buck, and this is part of the college football corner, whatever. Because I was saying the same thing to you.
Yeah, like, we're in the college football corner now.
It was when Coastal Carolina fired their coach, mm-hmm. right? For going 6-6.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the hell? What's your expectation? What's Washington State expectation? Well, who the hell do y'all think y'all are? Y'all keep losing coaches.
Well, I know, but that's the thing is that they keep losing them. They keep hiring the right people.
You think Newhouse, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
You think Newhouse going to leave?
I know, but that's also hard. It's like, so is that what we're looking for? We want to try to hire someone that won't leave?
Hire Ryan Leaf. He's rehabbed enough.
That sounds like a really good idea.
he's rehabilitated himself.
But you know what it is, right? Like, it's that weird ground right now of like, we had that great caller yesterday from James Madison. He was a James Madison fan.
Yes.
He was like, this is what we are. Like, the best thing we can do is to hire really good coaches, get them for a year or two, try to win as much as we can, mm-hmm. and then they go on to bigger programs.
Right.
And that's, you know, sadly, and I think some of that could be solved by what we were talking about earlier, if they separated this thing and had it where there's like a tournament or a league or a trophy or a championship for Group of Five and a different one for Power Five or whatever it is.
Like, right.
Because it seems like that's kind of where we're headed. I still think their coaches would be poached, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to protect against that. I don't think there is right now. But yeah, I mean, Washington State over the last, just think about what's happened to the Washington State Cougars over the last 2 years.
Yes.
They got left out of conference realignment.
They did.
So they're over there by themselves. Now, luckily, Oregon State and a bunch of other West Coast schools have started, the Pac-12 is going to exist again. So at least they're going to have a conference. They lost Cam Ward to Miami,
yes.
who was the number one pick.
Yes.
They lost John Mateer to yes. Oklahoma, who is who knows what he's going to do, but yes. what he's done. They've lost their coach to Wake Forest, and now they've lost their coach to
UConn, right? No. Oh, God.
Somewhere. Wherever their coach yes. that just left went somewhere, yes. too. So, like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to tell them how to feel about anything.
I think that you need, you like it that they're struggling.
I mean, I wish I did. I wish I could enjoy it. It's just sad. Oh. Like, I mean, I want to beat them in football.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want Washington to beat them in football.
Right.
I don't want their program to be dragged through the mud and embarrassed like this. Like, this sucks. Like, it's not fun for them.
They had a head coach yet?
I don't think so. No, that's why we're talking about.
No, what I meant by that is, I should say, who do you think they should go get? Meaning, if it's not Neuheisel, is it another guy?
Up-and-comer.
That's what I'm saying, an up-and-comer guy.
Yeah. I would say kind of embrace like we were just talking about with the James Madison.
Okay.
Try to get the best guys you can get, and this is what life's going to be.
Right.
And maybe as the landscape shifts, maybe it changes a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever. Whatever makes them happy, they should do. Because it sucked for the last couple of years. I don't think anybody's been more screwed by this new world than Oregon State and Washington State.
Yeah, because you think about, they were a fabric of a Power Five conference who this thing was made for. And they, like, it was so bad. They didn't even get an invite.
No, they just got left out.
They got left. Yeah. It wasn't even a case of, you know what, can we just come? We don't even want no money.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Because, like, USC took UCLA to the Big Ten.
Yes.
They didn't really want them.
No.
They took them with them.
Yes.
But Washington and Oregon teamed up, which still, you know.
Feel a little icky about it.
Gross.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever. I guess you had to do what you had to do. And, yeah, so that meant Oregon State and Washington State just got left. They're like,
what about us?
What are we supposed to do? I don't know. Big 12? Big 12 like, nah, we want Arizona and Utah and Colorado and those teams. All right. ACC? Nah, we want Stanford and Cal. SEC? Nah, we're contiguous. Sorry. Can't call us.
Yeah, nah, we good.
But here's the thing. Like, if the Pac-12 could have just figured out a way to survive, then with everything that's changing in college football, look what the Big 12 has done.
Yes.
With money pouring into some of these programs. They've had teams in the playoff the last couple of years. Texas Tech gets a bye this year because they're one of the best four teams in the country. I realize there's not money like that at Wazoo, but Indiana has gone from the losingest team in college football history to the best story in college football in a decade. Like, that could have happened at either one of those schools. That's all I'm saying is, like, you know, with the landscape shifting the way that it has, it seems like anybody is a good hire, a good quarterback, and investment from alumni into being a good program. I think it's that quick. Or the flip side. You get forgotten and you're just out there in the palouse holding the bag. And then your new coach goes to his new school, does a press conference, and tells everybody how much you have to spend in NIL.
Yeah, I'm
he told him. He told yesterday publicly that Washington State has $2.5 million in NIL.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he should have never said that.
Oh, no.
Even though it's true. And,
right,
but that's
right.
That's embarrassing.
Damn. So,
anyway, I hope whatever happens to them is good.
Yeah,
I'm not enjoying it.
Looking at it like, because you know me now, I go, look, like, who's rich and famous that went to Washington State?
I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
But I mean, but
there's got to be
somebody. There's got to be somebody. And I'm looking, but no, you think about the crazy part, which you said, the $2.5 million.
It's very sad.
That's very bad. It's very bad.
Yeah, there's individual players, many across the country, that are getting more than
by
that
itself.
This season.
By itself.
You said the Heisman finalists were announced?
Yes, they were. They were announced.
Who are these men?
So you have Fernando Mendoza,
mm-hmm.
Diego Pavia.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Love.
Jeremiah Love.
Jeremiah Love. I keep calling him damn Julian.
I don't know.
And there was a Julian that played at Notre Dame, but he was a DB, I think it was. And what's the last one at?
Saying.
Julian Saying. To me, it's a two-horse race.
Me too.
Mendoza, I would give it to Diego Pavia. I would give it to Diego Pavia. I think he is, I don't know. I just like him.
No, I do too.
I like him.
I do too.
Yeah, but more likely because Mendoza, you think about it, number one quarterback, number one team. Beat Ohio State. Sand didn't play really good in that last game. Neither Mendoza was. He was good enough in the game.
Yeah, he was good enough.
He was good, but he has that Heisman moment.
He has that moment against Penn State. And yeah, man, I don't know, 13-0, first time ever, number one seed. Yeah. Maybe that'll do it. Either way, I hope it's a close vote. Either way, I'm happy with those guys being the Heisman Trophy winner. I think there's other guys that kind of deserve to be there too. Rodriguez, the linebacker from Texas Tech.
He's won every defensive award so far.
I know Haynes King is getting a ton of awards from the ACC and all that. I just wish the final couple weeks had gone a little bit differently in his performance, so he maybe could have been there too. Just kind of an unfitting end to the season that he was putting together, then losing three out of their last four.
Right.
All right, let's hear one thing from Pete Bavakwa. As much as everyone's kind of making fun of him for going on this media tour and crying, I understand what he's doing because it's his job. But he did say one thing that I do agree with. And here he is talking about that Tuesday night show on ESPN. The AD at Notre Dame, Pete Bavakwa, talking.
Saying that
some stuff.
We're frustrated with the process. It's the process that bothers us.
Well, those ranking shows bother me, Pete, because...
Well, they bother me, too, because, you know, if we had assembled as a team on Sunday and rankings hadn't told us for the previous weeks, we're in, take care of business, and, hey, you know what, Notre Dame, you're 11, and now you're going to get squeezed out because of the conference tie-ins, and Miami beat you, and, hey, I get it. But these ranking shows, as I said yesterday, like, what's the point? Why kind of send these signals and get the hopes up of these teams, these coaches, these kids on the team that believe they're doing everything necessary? And then, like I said, it just felt in that room a collective sense of the rug being taken out from under us without any explanation that I've heard that has me feeling better about it.
Yeah, but you know the reason, though. I mean, you can say I don't understand the point of it, but you do understand the point of it because you're a grown-up and you understand business. That's content for ESPN, who, like we said before, like, you know, the commissioners of the conferences have a ton of power. Obviously, they're fighting it out.
Right.
Networks are the ones. Like, those aren't, I don't know, maybe they'll go away. Like, the fact that Herb Street and some of these other kind of pretty powerful folks at ESPN were saying that the Tuesday thing should go away, maybe will give a hint that it's going to. But I doubt it.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
They love it.
But I think about it.
It's a perfect content creator.
I said it earlier in the show. I understand. I would be mad too, as it did feel, you know, misleading and all those different things.
Definitely.
But you're freaking Notre Dame, man. Get over yourself, all right? As much as you like to thump your chest at everybody about you not needing a damn conference in football, all right? Which we understand you don't. But at the same time, don't get butt hurt because you not being in a conference hurt. Because if they were in the ACC, they'd probably be.
Probably.
Yeah. They were in
because they would have been in the ACC championship game.
But no.
And they would have won it and they would be in probably.
But no.
But no, I mean, they're doing what Notre Dame does.
But that's what I'm
saying. They got the rules changed.
Yes. They got the rules changed.
So now they're going to get in automatically if they get a top 12 ranking.
You know what? If they're not going to play in a conference, they should have to play an extra game.
I agree.
Yeah,
or something.
Even if they're not in a conference, they should have to play an extra game.
There's got to be something to it. But yeah, look, you can have the drama without the Tuesday announcement.
Yes.
The NCAA tournament, people argue about who gets into the field all year long, and then Selection Sunday, we don't know what it's going to be, and we find out. They could do it like that if they wanted, but they don't want to. They want that hour, and they want your eyeballs, and they want your clicks, and they want your arguments.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Hey, this Saturday from noon to 2, join Ali Mack at Ed Voyles, Kia, and Marietta as they get you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky family with an ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV, with the rolling stand, there'll be other prizes, and you can also win tickets to a upcoming home game. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, with Ali Mack at Ed Voyles, Kia, and Mayreta.
I will say, like, I think that I'm, I mean, I don't care what happens to Notre Dame. I think that's probably the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch any of those Tuesday shows, so I didn't hear any of the nonsense, and because it didn't matter. And we said it from the first one. You don't have to watch them because they can change their mind whenever they want to.
Right.
Maybe that's why we're reacting to it the way that we are. We didn't sort of follow the drama all along. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Paul Allen is the wealthiest, famous alumni from Washington State.
Paul Allen.
That's right here.
Is dead.
I know he's dead, but they're saying that's the most famous.
He's got family. All right. Throw it over there. Expand Martin Stadium. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boop, boop.
I don't think Sven's going to be there on Friday, unfortunately.
It'd be kind of fun. What is the native tongue over there, Andy?
Well, it depends on the country.
Where's Sven from?
Swedish.
Swedish, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
In Norway, it's Norwegian.
Okay. So, do you know how to speak either one of them? Not even cuss words?
I don't even know cuss words. I know Heia Norge. That means go Norway.
Okay.
That's what I had you yell at Victor Hovland a couple years ago. And I did. My wife was doing, there's some Duolingo. Is that the app where people learn languages? Duolingo, I think, right? Okay.
Okay.
She got like a subscription to it or whatever. So she had an extra one. And I did the Norwegian one for like a week.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach a 5-year-old how to read.
Right.
I don't need to also learn how to speak Norwegian. I got enough on my plate right now.
It'll be trying
to teach a 2-year-old how to poop in the toilet and a 5-year-old how to read.
It's a lot of work, man.
I'll work on Norwegian later.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, before you go, you have to learn it. Because you want to be over there with your cousins and you want to
know some select phrases.
Yeah, they're talking behind your back or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because that's why I'm like, what y'all talking about over there? Giggling. talking about me?
It's one of those ones, though, because it's not like rooted in the same language as English is. It's just not like, it's not instinctual. You know, like you learn Spanish, a lot of it kind of makes sense
because
it's so similar.
Right.
Norwegian sounds like. It sounds like a different language, Randy. It sounds like a totally different language. Swedish as well.
Okay. All right. I'm looking to see. There was the ultimate gut punch is that this team doesn't get to play for a national championship. This is Pete Bivel, whatever him.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said they had the
best, Notre Dame athletic
director. They had the best 10-game run in college football history.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're hurt, dog.
Let yeah, of course he is.
Lego, did I? I mean, never mind. Again, I don't give a damn because they dropped my team from 1-6, so I do not care.
Yeah,
I have no sympathy.
Obviously, Notre Dame didn't have the best 10-game run in college football history. Of course, that's not true. Now, it's his job to do this and advocate, and all that, so we get it.
No. This ain't advocating. This is whining.
It is.
This is whining.
Yeah, right.
This is whining.
Yeah, well, one man's advocate is another man's whine. I think Sark thinks he's advocating, too, and he's whining.
This is more whining because Sark's gone now. Sark, they are on their way to...
I think Sark's more whiny because football coaches aren't supposed to whine.
Yeah.
Pete Bavakwa, he might be like a lawyer.
Sark's going to the Citrus Bowl. Sark's done. All right, ain't nothing we can do.
You think?
Yeah.
You think Sark's press conference at the Citrus Bowl is not going to contain some whining about them not being in the playoffs?
Probably not.
Okay.
You got to be over by now.
You have more.
You got to be over.
You have more faith in Sark than I do.
This guy here, man, he just whining just to whine now, okay? 2 days of whining?
Well, my question,
give me one day of whining.
My question is just this, though. Like, what's the... What is the outcome? Like, what does he think is going to happen from here? If he already got the...
You got the provision put in.
If you got the provision put in.
Yes, you got it put in.
They're not going to put you in the playoff.
No.
They're probably going to expand the playoff anyway, not because you're doing this media tour. So I don't know. I don't know what the... And now this is all just from one interview. We're just playing clips from one interview. So he's only whined for one day. Not that I'm here trying to... He's a lawyer from Georgetown.
Oh, is he?
He's a professional whiner.
There it is.
That's his job.
There it is.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever, dude.
He also went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, okay. And y'all are not in the conference, and yet y'all still play one game short of most people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go to a conference championship.
Yeah.
And you get to pick who you play.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's right.
Whatever, dude.
I'm glad they're not in
me
there.
Me too.
I'll be honest with you.
And he's making me like it even more.
I'm glad the whole thing happened to them.
Yes.
I don't like Notre Dame. Yeah. And I'm glad they got teased, and I'm glad they got the rug pulled out from under them, and I'm glad they're sad. That is genuinely how I feel about that.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Congratulations, all of the... playoff owning managers that made it into the playoffs last night closed out the fantasy football season for 2025. The regular season, anyway, ended last night. So congratulations to everybody. And if you went into your week 14 matchup up by, you know, or down by 14, 10, 15, hell, even 20, you had Jalen Hurts on your team, you probably went in feeling pretty good if you needed to clinch that first round bye or you're trying to
make that spot into the playoffs.
No. We are not.
No.
But
we're good.
Jalen Hurts scored a total of 0.4 points last night.
Yeah, he's awful.
How did he even get that?
He had five turnovers.
Some positive stuff. Yeah, there was a touchdown. So
yeah, he's awful.
I haven't researched this, but I'm thinking that him taking -4 on that one play where he had two turnovers may be the highest or the lowest negative scoring single play in fantasy football history. I can't think of a way you could get less.
It would have to be.
Because you don't find guys just running backwards.
Right.
You know, yeah, so having two turnovers in one play, unless you're in a wacky scoring league where you have like -3 points for fumbles or something stupid like that.
Yeah, man. If he was your starter, that's tough, and that's how you miss the playoffs, you're feeling pretty bad about that.
So, yeah, and Jalen had 7 games this season over 20 points. He had like 10 games over 14. Like, you just knew that you were in if it was close and you had Jalen on your team. That's how it goes. Speaking of fantasy football playoffs, do your homework. Does sneak into the playoffs? I do say sneak. We went into week 14 in second place. Didn't have a great game. Players on bye, whatever. Finished the season in fourth place. There are no first round byes in that Coke League. There's 8 teams that make the playoffs. So next weekend, it's on, man. Here we go.
We got a chance to win a ring. They give championship
rings.
Yeah, they give rings in that league.
Sweet.
Never got a championship ring before.
I'm rooting for y'all.
Well, I got the Braves one they gave everybody.
But yeah, I'm rooting for you, Bowen, and Billy, and what's the other guy's name?
No, not Billy.
Oh, Billy's not in this one.
No, Billy's not in this one.
Okay.
We got AJ.
AJ.
And Josh.
And Josh.
Okay, well.
AJ and Josh.
So hopefully we're standing on the, you know, we've never gone to that ring ceremony because it's always during the day.
They have a ring ceremony too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's at the stadium.
This league is awesome. They have everything.
So I guess we'll be requesting that day off after we win this year, right? We got to.
Or maybe they'll move the time. Maybe.
And you got to accommodate the champs, right?
Got to accommodate the champs.
You got to accommodate.
So we got to win first, though. Let's not jinx anything.
Yeah, we still got three wins left. So how do y'all do your Sunday football pregame? Like, do you have a pregame show on that you watch? Or are you just roaming around the house until 1 o'clock?
I tune into 92.9 The Game 4 hours before kickoff.
That's right. You're on the radio and stuff.
To listen to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
I love that show.
It's pretty good.
It's a great
I
show.
I love that show.
Pretty good. So I do that.
So I'll watch some fantasy football shows, and I'll have the Fox pregame. Whatever channel the Falcons are about to come on, I'll have it on that pregame.
Right.
So I had Fox pregame on, but I had some fantasy football shows on a small TV with the volume. The Fox pregame had no volume, but it was on.
We'll do the Wade Ford Tailgate Show this Thursday as well.
My boy, you working
Thursday night
from
football.
4 to 6, I guess.
My boy, you working a double?
Doing a double.
Duh.
Yeah. No one. The hardest. Yeah. Right. I was about to lie to the people. I got to do 5 hours of sports radio instead of 3. Oh. Don't hurt yourself.
So I had the Fox pregame on with no volume, and then I usually never turn it up because I don't care what Terry Bradshaw has to say. Really, honestly, for being. And I saw Jameis Winston on there.
Yeah.
So I knew that Russ was doing some work with NBC. Didn't really care to see Russ do any kind of pregame commentary about anything. Saw Jameis on there. Man, I couldn't grab my remote fast enough. All right, so here's one that I don't think made the air. Here's Jameis Winston's pregame speech to his fellow Fox pregame cohorts.
For today, now is the best present that we can get.
Right. Okay? Present.
Right now. We have Hall of Fame football players.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have world-class men and women that serve Fox to make this show go. This opportunity doesn't come around often, okay? But guess what? We have to make it last forever.
Here we yes! Go.
Fox NFL kickoff on 3.
Woo!
One, two, three.
Fox NFL kickoff!
There you have it.
There you go. Jameis is definitely... getting ready for post-career.
Oh, definitely. He's going to be great. So here's another one with
Jameis.
He's
going to be great. I do worry, though. Like, that was great. But, like...
Maybe he'll make a better preacher, but there's a lot more money in...
They're going to overdo it.
Yes.
Like, the Jameis stuff is so funny when it's genuine and, like, it's mic'd up or it's whatever. Yeah. Like, it's genuine off-the-cuff stuff. Like, when he starts doing all this... Like, when he was at the Super Bowl, it was fine. But, like, they're going to – what they always do with stuff like this, if the person allows them to, is they're going to oversaturate.
Yep.
They're going to oversaturate the Jameis stuff. I worry about that because I think he's hilarious and I love the stuff.
So here's another one where, they're doing the Jacksonville game on Fox. Liam Cohen comes up. Duvall comes up. Here's Jameis making sense of it all.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duvall the right way.
He went Duvall.
How would you pronounce it, Jameis?
Duvall.
What's your Broadway one?
Duvall.
Yes. They all work.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags.
You got the Jags.
Yeah, like that. That's great. That's great off the cuff, unplanned. Jameis hilariousness.
All right, here's one more for you. Here, this one's behind the scenes. This is Jameis trying to feed Gronk a W.
You ate a lot of these in your career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I throw you a W?
Yeah. I'm not going to eat it, though. I don't eat W.
You like toast at all?
Maybe I'll eat it if you throw it to me. Toss me.
Just eat it.
All right, I'll eat that one. Nah, I'm going to spike it.
Yes.
I spike W's.
You do spike W. Who going to clean this up?
Okay, hey, you got to clean it up.
It's
your first day.
You're right.
Yeah, you got to clean it up.
So we're talking about Jameis, the W-shaped cookies that he throws around everywhere. He's on TV at any time. Jameis and Gronk, good stuff, man, good stuff.
That's going to be the one. Yeah, they're going to overdo it with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love it. Like, I would love to see him do, like, something like Marshawn, because Marshawn's not scripted or anything. Just give him a microphone and let him go see people.
And they don't ask him to do stuff he can't do.
Yes.
They let him do the thing that he can, and it's short, and it's sweet, and it's great.
Yes.
Exactly. That's exactly what they should do. Totally.
Wondering how much production they actually give Marshawn on when they're taking him into any of these places, or if it's just go in there and go off the cuff.
And
just go be yourself.
Try not to curse a lot.
Yeah.
Go be yourself.
But it's pre-recorded, so it really doesn't matter.
I bet that's so fun if you're the editor. Like, you get to splice it together. You get 3 minutes or whatever, so you get to pick the best stuff. I bet that's a really good time. But, yeah, that's it. Like, man on the street, put him in a real situation.
It was hilarious in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So y'all talked about Diaz going to the Dodgers and Schwarbs getting another contract with the Phillies, so he's not going anywhere. Y'all missed the most important signing that happened yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Joining Wash on the San Francisco Giants coaching staff, Jesse Chavez.
What?
Will be
Jesse
the bullpen
too?
Coach
Get out
for
of
the
here.
San Francisco Giants in the 2026 season.
Like, you know.
All right. Way to go, Jesse.
Obviously, the most important thing the Braves could do this offseason is sign some real players to help them.
Yeah.
But it's a little insult to injury that they're not even getting these guys.
Yeah,
can't
man.
Get washed.
You can't get washed.
He's going to coach in baseball, not as a manager, and it's not going to be here. Jesse Chavez, it feels like he probably gets fired in April or May, and then they bring him here to be the bullpen coach.
Yeah.
You know, if the Jesse Chavez.
Well, see, we got Eddie for that, but they could have brought him on for something.
Brought him on for
an advisor?
Dang it.
That's fashion awful. Advisor, that's maybe?
Something. Hopefully the Braves, speaking of something, hopefully they do that.
Something.
At some point.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. It would have been great to see Jesse Chavez back here in a Braves uniform.
It would.
Does this count for like the next team that he puts on his list? 19th team. Now he's going into his coaching career.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco's a lot better than Atlanta?
No.
Well, not at all. I think they got a fish market or something like that. But other than that, San Francisco really
nice ballpark,
has nothing.
Though.
Yeah, very nice ballpark.
Nice ballpark.
We got a nice ballpark, too. I don't know if they can use that one.
True. Yeah. They're both good. They're both good.
Did you see this right
here? Mr. Jesse, until you come back.
From Shams?
From Shams? What does Shams have to say?
Yeah, I'm saying Pistons, Hawks, Raptors are all expected to be trade suitors for Anthony Davis.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Lakers Anthony Davis? Sorry, Mavericks Anthony Davis?
Yes.
What's that going to cost you?
Not as much as Giannis.
How crazy would that be?
If he goes to Dallas after all?
No, yeah. Or if you get – because AD's in Dallas because of Luka.
Yes.
And then if Trey's involved with the AD trade and AD – Trey ends up in Dallas for AD off the Luka – and it all comes full circle. I don't know. That's crazy. I would be very interested to see what the trade package would look like for Anthony Davis. All right, we'll come back. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Get his reaction to the Georgia Bulldogs being SEC champions once again. Talk some college football playoff with him as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.